All right, man, what's going down, y'all? Y'all know who this is, man. It's your boy, Big Drewski, here for another episode of Growing with Drewski, the fitness edition. A couple episodes ago, and it's been a while, but I told you guys that I was transitioning into fitness and using my camera skills and everything like that to go and, you know, explore the fitness world. Well, what ended up happening was I got really into fitness. I started micro vlogging, and I found myself making micro vlogs for fitness on Instagram, which is all great, you know. Follow my personal pages if you haven't. It's Andrew_Drewski_Hatcher_Jr. A lot of underscores in there, but you know what I'm saying? I have to put my real name out there. And the nickname that I've had forever, I'm 40 years old, Drewski, has been out there forever. I know we got a famous one out there, but the OG is here and we're in the building. What we are starting to do right now, transitioning into the fitness brand, and we shut down, well, not even shut down, but we put Drewski Media on a slight hiatus. And what ended up happening was I end up coming up with a fitness line called Full Range. So with that, Full Range Lift Gear is up and running. I've got to get the Etsy store back up. I am going to open up a Shopify, and I am going to have a regular website because I'm using a local printer and a direct-to-garment printer, you know, like drop shipping type. So I can get local orders out quickly, and I can get orders out to everybody else who wants one. So if you follow me on Instagram or you follow Full Range Lift Gear on Instagram, you will find links in each bio for each of those websites and how you can get to the shirts and all the merchandise that we're making for that. And that's what we've been doing. It's been a hell of a journey. Past couple of years have been really crazy. I have been lifting and lifting and lifting and lifting and lifting. Went to my doctor, did some blood work. That was interesting, finding out that I have low testosterone. So we went with the doctor prescribed testosterone method, and that was awesome. Right now I'm off cycle because I am planning to compete in November. And with that, you know, comes, you have to be all natural, like seriously all natural. If you go to the National Physique Competition website, and then you go to the one I'm trying to compete in, is in November. It's called the Las Vegas City of Lights Bodybuilding Competition. And that one, I'm going into the true novice, never been on stage, never competed class. I'm trying to go in at about 170, 180, but I'm looking at the weight classes, and 180 with my height, my physique has to be crazy, because I've seen a couple of 180s and they look swole, like super huge, and it's crazy that they that they're that big. It's nuts. So what I plan on doing, I came up with a couple of programs, and I'm creating books or ebooks for those right now. 30 days of HIIT and 30 days of legs. We executed 30 days of legs. It was 2 weeks of foundation building and then 2 weeks of high intensity leg workouts that were a little challenging. Box jumps, walking lunges, with like ridiculous amounts per each side of the leg. That was just one of those things, like, oh my god, why? But what I did was I used u.com, which is a free AI source, and using certain prompts, I prompted it to act as a fitness coach looking for a person scaling from 165 pounds to 180 pounds who is looking to define their legs within a 30-day period. And so the 30-day workout period did include rest days. So it was every other day for a month. It wasn't exactly 30 whole days, but it was just every other day for a month. And So 3 days out the week, you just go super high intense on your legs. And then every other day, you can either rest or you can do, you know, your upper body compound exercises on those, or ISO exercises, you know, chest, arms, back. Get those in on the other days and then just go super high intensity on your leg days. So that came out to be fun. I did get some leg growth. I also gained a lot of strength because I noticed like my deadlifts are going crazy. I am currently PR'd at 355, which is awesome. A 355 PR doesn't happen for me too often, especially being at my weight class, and my grip strength definitely needs to improve. I've already noticed that much. But other than that, yeah, like we're rocking, like we're getting it in there. With 30 days a hit, it's a lot of high intensity. The workout all in itself lasts about 30 minutes. But in that 30 minutes, you're getting a lot of it in. Very high intensity. 15-second rest periods between each workout. You know, one set, high intensity. You get it in, you rest, and you go on to the next thing. And it's a plethora of workouts. It's not just like one or two or like four. I think there's like 7 to 8 workouts in this high intensity workout program that I'm executing right now. And so I'm executing that just to do it myself to prove that it works. And then once I prove that it works, then I will write out a ebook format of that with video content that I've created from the micro vlogs that we do going live on Instagram. Then I save that content to a hard drive and I make, you know, clip content out of that. So I will be adding those links onto the ebook through YouTube, so that way you can watch along and see what kind of workouts they are, you know, form, all those things, so you can get it all right if you are a novice in the gym or you just need to see somebody else do it to know what you're doing. You know, that's the case with me. Like if I watch somebody do something and then I practice it a couple of times, by like the fifth time, I'm in there. So that's what we've been doing. So executing this 30 days of HIIT has been real fun. I'm supposed to be going to the gym tonight, but I am thoroughly cooked from work. It's now 10 p.m. on a Friday night. I'm just now getting home. Yeah, it's been a long, long day. But it's been a good day. Very good day. Found some money, made some money, spent some money, you know, did all those things. But we're focused on this workout program here. So right now I am in the process of creating some more merch for Full Range. If you guys are into that, you guys can always find a link. I'll be providing one in this episode's description here in the future. But other than that, you guys, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook, follow us on all of our social platforms, TikTok especially. Go to TikTok. The TikTok shop will be opening here very shortly, and that's where I'll also be selling merch at. If you guys need any workout tips or anything like that, come grow with me, man. This is Growing with Drewski. It's an evolution of things that happen in life, and in this phase we are talking about health and fitness. So I'll be trying to bring on a lot of people in that world, CrossFit coaches, people who've competed, you know, just a lot of people in the realm of that, so we can get their take on it, get their take on everything that's in there. Supplements, gear, and when I say gear, y'all know what I mean. Peptides, SARMs, anabolic steroids, precursors, all those things, because I want to get everybody's take on these things. There's a lot of naturals out there, there's a lot of non-natties out there, and you know, everybody has a different goal and a different thing that they want to get into. And with this platform, you know, you guys got to hear business owners and singers, filmmakers, private chefs. We launched a TV show on the platform. So it was only fitting with all this food and everything that we got into in the beginning, and then, you know, getting in with these active filmmakers and business professionals who run around the city and do their thing, it's time to figure out how to stay healthy. Especially at this age, I've seen a few people go too early, way too early in life. And the only question was really, what were they doing about their health? You know, like, my father's had three strokes, my mom's had medical problems, my aunt passed, my best friend passed before she was 40. There was a lot for me to look at when it came to health, and what am I doing about mine? And this is why we kind of stopped doing what we were doing, and we reanalyzed everything, because, you know, watching your mentor pass at 38, 39 years old, that's life changing. And then right after that, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, actually right before that, your aunt goes, and that was just health related. Like, there's things that happened in life, man. My dad had a stroke, like, in the middle of that. My old lady had pneumonia and she almost died. Like, it was getting to the point for me where I had to look at health, and I had to shut down running around and eating like shit, eating McDonald's and Raising Cane's and In-N-Out and all this fried food from being on the road, you know what I'm saying, doing all this photography shit. And then there was days I was running around not eating. That's not healthy. So, you know, there was just things that we had to do to change the game. And this definitely was one of those things that I had to look at in life and say, all right, what are we going to do to change the game? Because there was nothing that I was just, you know, doing on my own to fight things that will happen in the next 10 to 20 years. And, you know, watching your people go, it'll make you do it. And if it doesn't, there's something wrong. There's something wrong, and you got to analyze what the fuck that is to make you figure out why you not thinking, all right, I got to do better. My people got to do better. Because at the end of the day, you got to take care of you. And you taking care of you is just going to get you to stay here longer. If you don't want that, I mean, you can go ahead and do what you're going to do. But me, I'm going to get in this gym. I'm going to eat this rice, this quinoa, these greens, this sweet potatoes, chicken and beef in moderation, and we're going to keep it rocking. But other than that, you know, we ain't doing shit else. You know, we might hit a protein shake, you know what I'm saying, hit some gainer, get some calories in. Other than that, can't be doing this crazy shit no more, y'all. We too old for this. And if you're not too old for this and you listen to this, you're going to get too old, and it's going to affect you. At the end of the day, it is going to affect you. So I will advise you now, while you are at your prime, if you are in your 20s listening to this, hit the gym. Start looking at your diet. And I'm not saying go crazy, but just look at it. Like, are you eating out all the time? Go home and cook something. Don't deep fry it, bake it, air fry it. You know what I'm saying? Every once in a while, you can fry some things. It's not going to kill you. You know, 10 to 15% body fat is not going to kill you. You're actually going to look amazing. But get in there, man. Start eating your own food. Stop deep frying everything. Get in the gym. And you ain't even got to spend like a gang of time in there. You know, you'll end up spending a gang of time in there once you start getting into your routine and you start figuring out things that like actually work for you. You'll start going to the gym and you'll start doing things to enhance yourself. But then you'll also notice that you're in there for like 2 hours. And that's like an average. An hour and a half, 2 hours is like average. But get in there and do it. Get in there and do it. That's all I got to tell you, man. Get in there and do it. Because if you don't, nobody else is going to do it for you. And you're going to end up in a hospital bed. And you're going to ask yourself why. And then you're going to go, well, it's because I wasn't doing this. And I wasn't doing that. And I wasn't doing this. And I wasn't doing that. All the stuff that's hereditary, that's going to come. But you can prevent a lot of shit by just watching how you eat. Not even what, but how. Watch how you eat. And then get active. Stop sitting your ass on the couch at home all day playing video games and shit. It's cool to play video games. I play video games. I'm not going to lie to you. But I'm not spending 3 and 4 and 8, you know what I'm saying, 9 hours playing video games. I'll play, you know, for an hour or two. And then, you know, you got to get up and do what you got to do. You got to get up, go to the gym for another couple hours. Then come back. Hit it. Get up. Walk around. Get up. You know what I'm saying? Hit that bike. Walk your dog. Seriously, go outside for like 30 minutes and walk your dog. Really walk your dog. And then when you come back home, you will notice you done got, you know, a half a mile in. Or a mile in. You know what I'm saying? The dog's tuckered out. You kind of like, ooh. You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good. Yeah, trust me. It'll happen. But y'all, this is my time. I'm getting out of here. It's your boy Big Drewski. It's another day in the world, and I ain't doing shit right. But get at me on all these social platforms, TikTok, Instagram. Leave me a message. Ask some questions. Do what you got to do. I know this platform is going to be shutting down here in a little bit, but we will find a way to keep this podcast rolling. I'm out.